Welcome to the Media Line. Joining me is Dr. Noam Lemelstreich, founding dean of the Samuofer School of Communications at IDC Herzliya. A recent study by the Israel Democracy Institute concluded that trust in Israeli media has risen slightly by 3% up to 31% this year. Why is trust so low in Israel? Trust of media.
The whole media story in Israel is quite sad. It's been attacked, virtually attacked by politicians of all sides, and newspapers are more or less not independent anymore. We know the story between Prime Minister Netanyahu and the owner of the Idiot Ahronot. We know that Israel Hayom is the voice of Netanyahu. So we know that most Israeli papers are more or less agenda, have political agendas, and it's really contrary to a real professional journalism that is supposed to be objective and give you a clear picture of reality. Most journalists in Israel are really have agenda, and in a way it is good because the agenda of the journalists are now so clear and transparent, so in a way this should bring a little bit of trust forward, because we now know that there are very, very few professional journalists in Israel who really are agenda-free and really do investigative journalism. And we know that most media in Israel are really owned by private people who serve their purposes. So it's no surprise that trust in media is so low.
Dr. Lemelstreich, my question therefore is, do you view it as a propaganda machine?
As long as you know the agenda of the journalists, that they are, I would not say propaganda. Propaganda is too strong a word, but they journalists present the views of their political views, do not really provide an objective. I'm not saying it's all journalists, but most, quite a few of journalists provide subjective journalism. We would not use the word propaganda because propaganda has other meanings. Manipulation of information to get certain objectives. I would not call the Israeli journalists really playing this role as propaganda. They do not present an objective picture. They're quite political. So each journalist presents their own political agenda, but rather than giving really a balanced picture. Of course, there are some journalists who are really very serious journalists, would not do that and would do a very interesting investigative journalism. I would say, for example, that the new Tagid, the Israeli public media, is, I think, is doing a good job presenting what is happening. The Tagid hired journalists from all really sides of the political picture. In this way, there are a lot of voices now presenting the right and the left and the center. And most non-public journalists have their own political agendas and present them rather than really presenting a clear, objective picture.
The annual report says the left is more trusting than the right. What is pushing the right to distrust media by and large?
Well, I cannot verify this claim, but look, the government is controlled by the right, and therefore the journalists who come from the right have more incentive to protect the government and to protect its action. The left is criticizing everything the government is doing, and being critical is easier, being objective, than trying to protect something that you want to preserve is more difficult to be really objective.
Why do you think it would be different between the left, you know, and the right?
It's the rightist government. So the journalists who protect the government have a vested interest in really presenting a view that will support the government actions and policies. The left has no such agenda. They want to criticize the government and every action it's doing. And therefore, it's easier for the left to be more objective and more transparent than the right.
62.5% of Israelis of the left said they could rely on media, which is up from 34.5%. Interesting, because in the United States, it's similar. You know, the Democrats felt the same. It's up 25% from 2 years ago. Now, why do we see these universal trends?
Well, in America also, the government is controlled by the Republicans. It's more similar to the Israeli right. And so the same phenomena that happens in Israel takes place in America. The center and left want to criticize the government actions, the Republican government actions, and the right has more vested interest in protecting the policies of the rightist government. So it's in a very, both in the United States and in Israel, the right is in the government, is in controlling the power. So the media who criticizes those who control the power have more freedom of expression than the right journalists, media, who wants to protect the power of the government.
We're speaking with Dr. Noam Lemelstreich, founding dean of the Samri Ofer School of Communications at IDC Herzliya. Does social media add to distrust in media?
Definitely, yes. Definitely, yes. We have the whole issue of the fake news becoming very, very prominent, especially over the last years. The fake news, it has really no algorithm that can really discover which news is fake and which news is real. And therefore, and we know of all the bots, and we know the interference by the foreign governments, like the Russian governments, and all these fake avatars and fake bots that provide false information, false tweets. So definitely social networks even degrade the trust in media.
How do you turn the tide?
Well, it's a very tough question. The best way to do it is to make the public alert that whatever you see in the Facebook and the tweets may not be right. To educate the public to check several sources before they really believe news information. And also, I would try to educate the public to trust certain journalists that they know that are objective, and they know that they do investigative journalism, and they have less agenda, political agenda. The only way to really reverse or change the tide is to educate the public how to consume information correctly. Very difficult to achieve, because to use media to educate the public in itself is virtually impossible. Because people have their own agendas, they have their own opinions, and to try, and we know from research that to use media in steady times to change public opinions radically or to educate the public is a very difficult task.
Well, as one journalist to another, I hope you're incorrect in this vein and hope that there is a change in the way people look at journalism and understand journalism and report journalism. Dr. Lemelstreich, thank you for spending time at the Media Line.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Phyllis, very much for calling me.